Hello, this is Sven, and today I'd like to talk about the five requirements for public speaking. Actually, for an outstanding public speaking. So, lots of people are really afraid to give a public speech. But from my experience, I can tell you there's no reason for it. If you apply the rules, if you play by the rules, then you're really safe. It's the same if you are attending the public traffic, like driving a car, then you have to stick to the rules. Otherwise, you are in trouble, right? And the same is with public speaking. If you apply the rules, you're really safe, no doubt about it. And I can tell from experience, I trained over 30,000 people till today. So I know what I'm talking about. Okay, let's just dive into it right away. Step number one, be yourself. Just be like you are. Be authentic. Don't try to make up a game and play a role. Just be the natural you like you are. If you are the funny guy, be the funny guy. If you are the serious guy, be the serious guy. If you are the crazy guy, be the crazy guy. So just be like you are naturally. Be authentic. Because people sense it right away if you are not authentic. If you make up a speech, they will realize it and then it's over. Really, game over. Okay, how do I know? I have experience, as I told you before. So, and you probably have some experience as well. So, think back. Probably you can imagine a situation where people were listening to you and you made up a story. And they reacted somehow strange. And maybe you didn't know why. So I just tell you, be natural, be like you are. That's it. That's step number one. Be you. Got it? Great. So what's the second step? Second step is smile. Just smile. Why? If you're talking about a serious topic, sure you can smile anyways. You see, just put on a smile and again, a natural smile, not a faked one. That's not a real smile, you know? Just smile from the inside. Just smile like you are. And I have the saying, a smile is melting the biggest iceberg. Try it. If you walk through the street, just smile and look how people react. And then walk through the streets and just be serious. That's normal nowadays. But if you start smiling, or if someone is approaching you, you have no idea what's about. You're uncertain, just start smiling because maybe there's a big surprise for you, a good one. You never know. And even if there's a bad one, you're better off if you smile. And then there's an additional side effect. The moment you physically smile, that gets something going within your brain. And that will have an impact to your speech and to your audience. And think the other way around. If you are in a seminar or training or whatever it is, or just a one-to-one conversation, what do you prefer? Do you prefer to listen to someone who's just there and talking about datas and this dry stuff and You're not getting excited. But I can tell you again from experience, I'm teaching content, which is really technical stuff. And we have fun. So it's just the way you put it. And as I said, you probably prefer someone who smiles. You like more to listen to that kind of person who is friendly, smiling, than to listen to a person who is really serious. Maybe you are approaching me with the question, Sven, there are not all situations where you can smile. And I tell you, you can smile at any kind of situation. If it's a real smile coming from your heart, you know, then you can smile at any kind of situation. Even at a funeral. Maybe you don't believe it. And again, I tell from experience. Okay, step number 3. What do you guess? Of course, you have to know the topic. You should know something about your topic. It's not just the way you speak. You should know something about the content. And of course, it's very, very critical that you set up the context in which your topic is dealing. So to get prepared well, really do research. Do some research of your competitors. Of course, it depends on the topic. Do research about the data. And then maybe you can look back to some experience from which you can tell. So really dive into the topic. And here comes again the fun factor. What do I mean by that, the fun factor? If you have to pick up a topic which you don't like, let's say your boss is telling you, Sven, you get to do a presentation about topic ABC. And I don't like this topic. So there are two options. I just do the job, and I bet I will not have much fun. Or I say, well, I got this job. I'll do the best I can. And let's look at this topic like a game. Make it fun, really. Okay, if it's a topic you are not really into it, then buy yourself into it. Sell it to yourself. And look, what could you find within this topic that is really interesting, maybe? Or maybe there's something funny, or maybe you can relate to another topic which maybe is more of interest to yourself. Yes? Try to play around. Don't make life that serious, no matter in which topic you are. Okay, get some knowledge about the topic. Next, step number 4. Don't care. Don't care is step number 4. What do I mean by that, don't care? I can explain that very easily. And here comes the biggest fear people have of public speaking. They go, what is the audience thinking about me? And then your mind movie goes on, oh, they think I'm crazy, they think I don't look good, they don't like my haircut, if there's still an option to have a haircut, and they don't like my shirt, they don't like my ring, or my fingers, or my ears, my nose, whatever. Or they don't like the content I'm delivering. And how can you get out of this trap? The moment you don't care about what the audience is thinking, you are fine off. The moment you don't care what others are thinking about you, that is where the magic starts happening. You go and have the speech. And you start enjoying just having the speech, diving into the topic, ideally in a topic which you like very much. And then you're authentic, you're excited, you're inspired. And what is making a difference to you if the audience like you or don't like you? Of course, it's nice to get acknowledgement, the applause, or maybe a standing ovation. Of course, that's fine. But imagine there will never ever be a situation where you deliver something and you are pleasing everybody. That's just not possible, because everyone is different in this world. And thanks God, it is like it is, because that makes it interesting. So you will never ever cover the whole audience with your topic. And therefore, that's the way I approach my public speeches, is I go like this if I prepare. If there's just one single person in the audience which can have a big takeaway from what I'm presenting, then I did a great job. So, and here comes the fun game part again. If I set up the game with my rules, then I play with my rules and I win. I win. I always win. Because to get one person having a big takeaway is much easier as you think. And don't care about the rest. And if there are more, fine. If not, fine. So don't care that much about your audience. You will never please the whole audience. Never ever. Maybe you get very close. Of course, I look at the feedback, at the rating, how they got the feedback, how I did the training in different areas, speech, practice, and so forth. I'm happy if I'm covering everyone, but it's very, very rare that I reach 100%. If it is possible, great. But if not, great too. Okay, again, the last step is have fun. Have fun, that's it. Have fun doing the speeches. Enjoy it. Just look again like it is and have fun. Play around with different elements. Play with your voice. Turn on the volume, turn it down. Go this way, that way, do some gestures and see how the audience react. Play with the audience. They don't realize that you're playing with them. And that's what really drives me. That at every single time, the audience is different. And that's what I like. Because there's always a little challenge, there's always a new game, and there's always a chance to win. And you know what? I always win. If I look back the 15 years I do trainings, I just had one single training which I consider was not good at all. And all the rest was great. Okay, I encourage you, just to sum it up, be yourself. Just be like you are. Second, smile. Third, know something about the topic. Fourth, don't care that much about your audience. And fifth, have fun. That's it. I just can tell you, have lots of fun with public speaking, and I hope maybe one day we will meet in person and we will have much fun at an event of public speaking. All the best. Bye-bye.